conversation at every door, and I didn't have one person tell me they thought it was a buy that day.
How many emails did you get about it?
I have no idea, Sean.
Okay. All right, because, I mean, I've been knocking doors since 2018 in this township, and it's never come up, like, once. I'm just saying. I just wonder where all of a sudden all the demand has come from. I think here's my concern. I think the desire to record these meetings isn't for the benefit of the township. I think it's to make political attacks. I mean, pretty much the meetings were started being recorded when people started bringing politics into these meetings.
I don't believe that for a second. I believe when the board was, you know, I think this is, again, a political attempt on your place for fodder, and I don't think it has a spot in our boardroom.
Okay.
However, I will say, a lot of people felt like they were being deceived by the past board, hence two new supervisors being elected.
Right. So, I mean, I think July 8th was when the first recording was taking place. I think we had Mark come in that first time.
You mention me, I will speak up.
Yeah, I'm not talking to you.
You just did.
I'm not talking to you. So,
I will defend myself, Sean, if you're going to mention my name, because I have a lot to say to you, buddy.
We all do.
So, just so we're clear.
Yeah, we'll be clear.
Mark.
Sorry.
We're not doing this. Let him do what he wants to do. That's fine.
You're right. I'm sorry.
Just for clarity, Mark, if you go to the Montgomery County Democrat Committee, Area 15, Municipal Chairs, it lists Mark Nolan. we have endorsements from 2021 from that committee for Bill Carafa and Bill Landman. We have endorsements from that committee from 2023 for Bill Landman and Lisa Fisher. I got this old letter from you online. It says that you were contacted by the Democratic representative, Mark Nolan, on 7/11/2021. Here's pictures of Mark in May of 2022, pulling candidate signs out of the ground at the polls. Here's some more. Here's the judge of elections telling him not to do that. And here he is setting up your signs at the polls. So I think that the background on this is a political agenda, but are you sure you want to move forward with this?
So what I'm going to say is, those photos you have there, you also sent them to the county for Mr. Carafa, stating that he had done some things at the polls, and after a thorough investigation by the judges down there, I believe Mr. Carafa was found not guilty of doing anything.
Are you sure?
So excuse me for your photos op that you're trying to do here with these residents. I find it in poor taste, Sean. I'm not going to go back and forth with you. I won with Democrats, Republicans, Independents, non-affiliates, and your party. You lost on your own accord because people lost faith in this board. So I don't care that you don't want a camera in here, Sean. I don't have a problem people
looking at
the decisions
that
I'm making.
I'm just
for
saying
the reasons I'm making them. I think this opens up clarity for everybody to see.
Right.
And I think this looks poor on your part, Sean. I do. I really believe this looks bad for you tonight.
Okay.
I think you should just say, hey, I want to be transparent with the community, or I don't.
Yeah. I think we, especially now, it's important to be transparent with the community.
Okay.
So, if that's what you want.
I find this childish and completely unprofessional on your part, Sean.
Have you read your posts online?
Sean, this is an Upper Frederick Township board meeting. Has nothing to do with a political campaign. What are you doing? You should be embarrassed for yourself. I'm embarrassed for you.
Oh, I'm embarrassed for you, Bill. But if you want to make the motion, go for it.
Ta-da.
Okay, so I make a motion that we do publicize these meetings, whether it's streaming live to, I think we should stream it live to YouTube myself, because not everybody has Facebook. So I make a motion to stream it live to YouTube. Do I have a second?
Second.
Mr. Chairman, you cannot make a motion. You have to have a motion from the floor.
Lisa?
You can run the meeting, but you can't make a motion.
I'm having trouble here, but did I hear Sean second it? Or I heard Bill make the motion, but did Sean second it?
I did.
Yes, that's fine. Okay, great.
All in favor, Bill?
All in favor, aye.
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 Okay. When do you want that to start?
As soon as we can get it all up and running.
So not something.
I thought we just established that there was things that he parameters he wanted set in place. I don't have a problem doing that.
Okay.
Any public comment? Come on, Mr. Cabot.
All right. Last meeting.
Yes.
I brought up the fact that I wanted to find out if you had any, you know, applications and for this development coming in. Correct?
I think you asked. I believe Ms. Tackett told you no. But I've seen concept plans, but okay. I don't know.
Okay. But now I also said that you mentioned that you were going to stop this.
That's what you told me. I said I would stop
you. And your proof right here.
Okay.
This is your post, is it not?
I don't know. Let me see, buddy. This is a flyer.
Yes. But if you agree, I'm going to use the lawyer.
Because I have them look at this. We're titling.
Now, what I like to know is on that.
You got to wait, Don. I got to read this. Because
my main thing is you can go right to the last page.
Oh, okay.
And right there at the weird tie, lettered in orange. And read to it what it says right there.
It says stand up to developers.
Right.
Yeah, but in the last meeting, you accused me of saying I was going to stop this developer. And I told you I never said that.
Well,
I couldn't.
If you really look up the definition of stand up to.
Oh, sweet Jesus. I told you knucklehead. Get out of here.
Hey, wow. You're telling me to get out of here now?
With that accusation, or you can't wait.
Well, I asked the lawyer.
Okay, so stand up to, does that mean I'm going to stop? Is that what that means? I'm going to stop development if I stand up to a developer?
So he's allowed to make a public comment.
I get that.
Agenda items or not.
Sure.
This isn't necessarily the time for response to.
Completely agree.
To the comments.
But can I ask you, just for clarity, I don't mind, I'm just wondering, does stand up mean I said I'm going to stop? Is that what that means?
I can tell you that attorneys have made an awful lot of money in determining how many different meanings a particular word, including the word it.
Okay.
See what I'm saying?
Okay.
So my interpretation is you were going to stop it.
Mr. Cabot, if you should have reached out to me for clarity or read anything.
I've heard you.
Now you do.
Okay. Every board member on here.
Okay.
In these meetings.
Okay.
You were going after him. So don't sit there and be smart, because honestly, I don't particularly care for you, for one thing.
I think everybody can tell that, Mr. Cabot.
I think so.
Can tell that from the last meeting.
Yeah, but I mean, just remember, it goes around, comes around. That's all I'm going to say.
Absolutely.
Yes, it is.
Mr. Cabot.
Go sit down.
Hey, who are you? If you want to get up here.
I'll state my name.
Okay.
George Jones.
George Jones.
And I just don't like the whole tenor of what's going on here. Mm-hmm. We're here for a township meeting. We're trying to get business done.
Yes.
And we're rehashing election things and political things. And I just think that we need to stick to the business of the community.
Yes,
period.
We do.
That's it.
Well, then, maybe.
Did anybody else have any other public comment? I'm not sure your name, sir.
Dave Hansen.
Mr. Hansen.
I live over on Locust Lane. I'm a past supervisor. Can someone speak during the part when you talk about the schoolhouse later, or do I need to do it now?
Mr. Hansen, I'll give you plenty of time to talk about it.
When we're doing it?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Absolutely, yes,
sir. Then I'll sit back down.
Okay. Mr. Garlish?
Dave Garlish, live on Becker Road, resident attachment since 1992. In your two campaigns, I'm not criticizing your campaigns.
Okay.
You said that you were going to stop backdoor meetings because you thought it was unfair and inappropriate. Am I right?
Oh, absolutely.
So
backdoor deals it was.
Backdoor deals.
There you go.
The day you were sworn in on January 2nd, at the end of the general meeting, you went into a closed meeting. Could you explain that to me?
The closed meeting. I can't, because it had to do with a legal issue, I believe. Do you remember what the executive session was?
It was an executive session. And if I remember correctly, you took exception to executive sessions.
After I remember it.
Several years.
In both campaigns, you had issue with that.
Okay.
And that's your prerogative, but
sure.
To get sworn in and then at the end of that meeting have an executive session.
Sure.
Can you explain to me that?
I can, but I have to get the context of, so can you explain to them how an executive session happens, please?
So a governing body of a municipality, whether it's board of supervisors or commissioners, or borough council, has the ability to retire to an executive session, which includes just the members of the board and staff that are appropriate to the matter being discussed. Is typically limited to very special circumstances, whether it's pending litigation, a personnel matter, or acquisition of real estate or other property. If there is a deliberation to occur and a decision to be made as a result of that executive session, the board has an obligation to report prior to adjournment to executive session whether a decision will be made and whether they will be returning. If there is no decision to be made, it generally adjourned to executive session for that particular reason. It is announced prior to adjournment, and then they don't return. If a decision is made subsequent to that executive session, that decision needs to be made at a public meeting. Okay, so executive sessions exist for the benefit of a municipality that needs to discuss legal issues, where they will be transparent and discuss what was done, but the typical example that we refer to is the acquisition of real estate. Say a municipality needs to acquire property for a particular public benefit project. If that discussion happens at a public meeting, it can disadvantage the municipality because property owners who may be in a position to benefit from that acquisition, the price will go up. Right? So that's the typical reason that we give for executive session related to real estate matter, and I think it goes without saying that legal matters or potential litigation is something that should be discussed by the board, not with the general public, but any decisions made related to that are announced to the public meeting. So that's like the 2-minute overview of what executive sessions are for.
So my comment.
Yep. So hold on. So now let me touch on what you're saying here. That's the basis of an executive meeting, but there's also supposed to be an explanation of what the meeting was for. So the meetings in question back then were never told what they were for. That's what I believe I was stating back then. Now you're talking about something in 2021. There was another campaign after that, and now I'm filled with PSATs classes and a binder full of things here. So I can't remember exactly, Dave, what it was pertaining to at that time.
Okay.
But I will tell you, I will look into it and get back to you. I don't mind doing that. You know what I mean?
I don't really have that in here, Bill.
I'm sure you do.
It says, let's end the private executive board of supervisor sessions. If we are doing the public business, let's include the public. And there's probably a couple others similar vein.
There's no doubt in my mind. But again, as I said to Mr. Garlish, I don't believe they were being stated what they were for. It was the issue back then. As I said, Mr. Garlish, I'll get back with you. I don't have a problem. As in my message to you prior, I told you, even if I got here without anybody's support, I'm still going to do your work. And I'm here today doing your work, and I give you my word I'll continue to do it.
That's what I want to know.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Any other public comment? Yes, sir, Mr.
Yeah, Kevin Murray from Big Road. I would like to speak about the schoolhouse, if necessary, when that item comes up on the agenda.
Absolutely. Thank you. Mr. Petus?
I digress in moving on from this particular problem.
Sure.
We have a situation over, I'm a Woodchuck Lane, by the way, but there's a situation over there where there's an abandoned mobile home.
I'm sorry, say one more time?
An abandoned mobile home. It's totally unsecured. And what complicates it is the property record shows that the owner's from Delaware. And I guess there's some conflict on how to proceed with this.
Sure.
But essentially, the place is totally insecure. There's no door. There's two entry doors. One is missing. The other one is completely open. That's one problem. Number two, it's an absolute fire hazard. Number three, they're having people in it, and all you have to do is look inside, and you will see graffiti on the walls inside. And if you look at the graffiti, obviously the person or persons doing this have a serious anger management issue. So that's another potential problem. My last contact with zoning is that the zoning officer replied that I do not know how to handle the situation. I will discuss this situation with the township once he returns from vacation in 2 weeks. We're going back, I believe, March of 22, when we first asked for relief for help in this situation, and we're no closer to resolving this than we were then.
I can't speak intelligently on it because I don't know
Mark.
What exactly is going on. Sean, do you know what's going on there?
No, I'd have to go back.
Mr. Petosa, what's the address? Do you know the address?
I corresponded recently for the last week or two with Ms. Sackett.
Okay.
And
so she's aware.
And the photos were sent on the 4th of February. This response from the zoning code enforcer came back February 9th. So it's been 5 days after
okay.
She received it.
So she does know.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah, okay. Is that Mr. Koch or is that you normally does it? That's Mr. Koch.
Yes.
Yeah.
Any other public comment?
Along those same lines.
Yes, sir.
You'll forgive and build hotel.
So I did go by
it
that.
It looks like a dump.
It is.
So
and
I
there's a woman living in her trailer.
No, she's living in the truck, not the trailer.
Van. No, she's living in the van. I just saw it the other day.
In the van.
You're right. I did see something about that on here, Ms. Kate. Do you have an update on that there?
I do not know.
And I know this has been brought up in public comment for at least the last year.
Yes,
the
sir.
Last time I believe it was brought up was by my wife.
I believe you're right.
So, are we planning on taking action on
this? So I did read something about it in here. And she did say that she was living in the van. She was supposed to be getting work done in the home. The bathroom was getting renovated or something. And this may have been in Mr. Koch's report. I briefly ran over this. I didn't get this till 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon.
All the toilets and other plumbing items were out on the porch. They were ripped out for
sure.
Weeks. And then they disappeared finally.
Right. Then I did read her something about she was there. She was staying in the van. Now she's left town again or something like that. So I'll have to.
She's been back for a couple months now.
Oh, okay. So I have to ask Ms. Tackett. I can't speak intelligently on it because I don't
it's
have
a disaster person. Waiting to happen.
Another disaster.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I have to agree. Yeah.
It's an eyesore, it's nothing else. Besides the fire, safety, all those other issues. And obviously there's a sanitary issue there. From what I can see, there's no bathroom, so.
So, again, in here, I think it was in Mr. Koch's report or somebody's report here, where I guess she's using the facility inside the house or the hotel, whatever that is.
Okay.
And I guess he checked it and said there was no leaks or anything like that. There was nothing on the floor. So I'm not 1,000% again, Dave. They're both Daves. I'll get back to you on it, or Ms. Tackett will. You know, I just don't know right now. I can't tell you that. Mr. Homa?
Yeah, John Homa, Woodchuck Lane.
Yes.
Just as a footnote to what Mr. Petosa was saying, I also am a resident back in that area, so I'm familiar with what he's talking about regarding that trailer, not to bounce back from your Perkinville in thing. There's also an accessibility issue there, which probably provides a problem for emergency access, regardless of whether it's fire or ambulance or police or anything of that nature. You basically can't get to that trailer unless you go in there with chainsaws and things like that too. So the driveway's blocked by fallen trees and debris. And there's also, you know, if there's a problem of the emergency services, nobody's gonna be able to get to it quickly. So that's also an issue.
But where is this property? The one I'm thinking you all were talking about, I just saw some lumber company went in there and clear cut all of it.
Yeah,
is that the place you're talking about?
It's at the corner of Becker Road and Snyder Road.
Second Snyder. Yeah, I think that's the place.
They did clear back there, but not that property. There's a flag lot behind it.
Okay. So I didn't see the one you all were talking about. Again, Ms. Tackett, I'll have to reach out to her. She's filling over right now. Any other public comment? Okay. Minutes. So we need to make a motion to approve the January 2nd, 2024 meeting minutes. My question is the December minutes. They're not listed here as well. We've been trying to get those for a few months.
Those are the ones that you guys couldn't approve because you didn't perform on them.
Right.
So they were posted as unapproved on the website.
Are they already there?
That's you and Lisa could not approve those minutes. I believe Tracy posted them, yeah.
Okay.
I'll double check.
I didn't know. I just didn't see it here and I didn't remember.
Yeah, because you guys can't. Nobody can approve them.
All right, and which one here was
so you can do Mr. Frisco unable to January do? January 10th for all of you.
I can do 2nd, 10th
for three everybody? For you can approve them.
All right, so Ms. Lisa, you still there?
I'm here.
All right, so I'm going to make a motion to approve the January 2nd, 2024, and the January 10th, 2024 meeting minutes. So I have a second.
I'm sorry, did you say the 2nd, the 10th, the 17th, and the 24th?
No, I said the 2nd, the 10th. Mr. Frisco can vote on the 17th.
You're going to have to split that up because I have issues with the January 2nd minutes because there was public commentary and some discussion around some of the board replacements that are not included in the minutes that should be.
Okay, so you want the January 2nd minutes updated?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you have any comments on the 10th?
No.
So I'll go ahead and make a motion to approve the meeting minutes for January 10th, 2024. Do I have a second?
A second.
All those in favor? Aye.
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 All right.
So to be clear, you did not approve the January 2nd
January
because
2nd.
There are some additional comments that you made.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, they'll be delayed until Sean gets a chance to provide some additional comments.
All right. Is Sean able to do the 24th and the 17th? So he can't do either one.
He can't do either. Though.
Okay. So Lisa, I'm going to make a motion to approve the January 17th and the January 24th, 2024 meeting minutes. Do I have a second?
I second. I second.
All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Okay. All right. Reports.
Let's see. So the, do you want me to?
Yes, sir.
Fill in there.
Come on, Mr. Heller. This is Mr. Heller.
So Steve, bear with me, everybody. I'm trying to. I got a cheat sheet here. So the treasurer's report is a new software accounting system is up and running, and the revenue and expenditures are running on track with this time of year.
Okay. All right. Move along to...
No, you need to make a motion to accept.
To accept those, yeah. So I need to make a motion to accept the treasury report bills and bills to be paid. I did miss that.
It should be done as a separate motion, and the first one would be to file the treasurer's report for audit as well.
I don't believe we did that. Okay, so I make a motion to file the treasury report for audit. That's separate?
That's the treasurer's report and file for audit.
Okay. So I make a motion to file the treasurer's report, or to accept the treasurer's report and file for audit. Do I have a second?
A second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
And then the bills to be paid, the bills come together at $143,811.40.
Okay. All right, I make the motion to pay for the bills to be paid. So I have a second.
So do you have
the motion? I second.
No, that's I fine. Don't. Yeah, I did. I didn't see she put it in here. Okay. Okay.
No.
So I make a motion to approve the payment of the bills totaling $143,811.40 and to advance the treasurer the funds to pay any needed bills for or expenditures to save for penalties or accrue interest and payroll prior to the Board of Supervisors' regular monthly meeting in March of 2024. Do I have a second?
A second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Emergency services.
Okay. Total calls 16 for last month. 8 of them within township, 8 of them were away games. And we also had 285.75 hours of above and beyond hours. Also, we have some upcoming events we want to let everybody know about. We have an Easter flower sale coming next month. It should be on the 29th and the 30th. We'll be out here in front, 9 to 6 a.m., 8 to 4 on Saturday. 8 to 4 on Friday will be 9 to 6. Also, we're going to be doing a Mother's Day flower sale this year. Dates to be determined. And there's also going to be, this is going to be in May, painting with a twist if anybody wants to get involved. Uh-huh. And that's what 516 it looks like.
Yeah.
Same thing. The details to be determined. It'll be on our Facebook, and I can get it on the township page if we can too.
Absolutely.
And that's any questions for me for the fire department?
That's it. Plymouth Ambulance.
Plymouth Ambulance. They had 21 calls, which 10 of them were to Frederick Living.
Okay. Water sewer plant report for Perk Crossing and Ivy Ridge.
Matt could not attend tonight, but wanted everybody to know there was no DEP violations, and Ivy Ridge and Perk Crossing, both plants are running good.
Okay. Public Works road report.
For the month, most of it was shop equipment maintenance. The 750 got a biannual service. The Bowmag roller got its 500-hour service. 35G got the 1,000-hour service. And then our road maintenance were pothole patrol. We did some bridge clean-outs there from a couple floodings that happened, so there were some trees down blocking the area, so we cleaned them out. Various signs around the area. It seems like people like to take them and hang them up somewhere else. We had to replace a few signs. And then the building around here, we did some minor TLC, and then with the snow and the ice removal for the both storms in January and just this last one. And then the equipment, the 2017 F-350 got a state inspection, and the Belmont trailer got inspected as well. And the report would be out the hallway if anybody wants to check it out.
Nice. Okay. Civil Engineers report.
Okay. LTL's updated the engineers report for the month of February. Not a lot of update going on except for, let me touch on just a thing or two here. The Three Dog Garage land development plan, we did get a resubmission. We're working on a revised letter for that. They got their conditional use, all that was approved, but there are conditions that they must met that the township set. So we're updating the review letter. We'll get it back to them. They're still working on. We're definitely not going to be the critical path, if you will. They've still got to get their HOP. They've got to get an IFDES permit. So that kind of stuff is going to take them much longer than getting the plans finalized and tuned up. But we're going to update the letter, get that back to them. And then the other bigger thing there was the Faust Road paving project for 2024. Met with Steve, went over that. We are in the process now of getting the plans together to do that, and then we're going to go out and repaint the roads. Time just between time and salt and all that kind of stuff, it kind of kills the paint mark. So we'll get the roads painted up and get things laid out once we have a set of plans that we believe is consistent with what Steve's looking for. We'll do a final walkthrough and then get it ready for bidding and awarding. So I'll keep you updated.
Okay, perfect.
And I can answer any questions if you have them.
But you're using all those abbreviations. That's Spanish to me. I don't know what any of that stuff means. I just want to be honest with you.
NPDES is a ENS approval on steroids. It stands for National Pollution Elimination Discharge. They have to get that because they're disturbing more than an acre of ground.
Okay. So,
and it's quite a process that they have to go through. Well, there's nothing to do with the township. It's a box that we check to make sure. And then during the inspection process, when they get into construction, we will make sure that they follow that because really they approve it, but you never see anybody from DEP out there,
okay,
checking it out. So we kind of make sure that they're doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Building inspector, is there a report?
Building inspector has 3 permits processed and 6 inspections and ongoing zoning issues.
Okay. Planning commission?
I just have, last meeting they passed the annual report and the historic resource ordinance is being discussed.
Anything else in the report, Steve?
I wish I could help you.
CPVRPC, met Mr. Landis today. Okay. Parks and Rec Board, they meet?
We meet next week, but at our last meeting, we discussed some additional playground equipment that would fall under the grant that we need to decide on. That's pretty much all we've been working on.
Okay. Steve, you got an update for us?
The manager's out sick.
All right. New business. Resolution 2024-05, it's the adoption of the Emergency Operations Plan and promulgation. This is the readoption of the EOP due to there being 2 new supervisors, 2 new members. So I believe this is what we had gone over in the last meeting for everybody who was here. I think we went over you, Jeff, and everybody. I'm going to make a motion to adopt Resolution 2024-05. Do I have a second?
I second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, and then we got Resolution 2024-06, Upper Frederick Township Fee Schedule. So the consultant missed a couple things. Number one, the to 200 square feet from 1,000. This corrects that. And then we're just going to make a motion. This is, again, something we discussed in the prior meeting. So I'm going to make a motion to adopt Resolution 2024-06. All those in favor, or do I have a second?
I second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Here we're looking for authorization to issue RFPs for Township Engineer and Wastewater and Environmental Engineer. The RFPs have been amended per the comments of the supervisors that were sent in. Lisa, do you have anything to add to this? Or Sean, do you have anything to add to this? You're all good with everything here for the RFP?
No, I don't have anything to add.
Miss Lisa, you good?
I was fine.
Okay. So I make a motion to authorize the manager to post and advertise the RFPs for the municipal engineer and wastewater and environmental engineer. Do I have a second?
I second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. And then, so the next is the Planning Commission Annual Report. We reviewed this in the last one as well. The annual report for 2023 is provided from the PC. Looking back, it looks like Ms. Tackett missed this the past couple of years to being busy with all the other tasks that she had. But she also included the one from 21 and 2020. If the board would like her to go back and complete these 2 reports from in between, she can when she has some extra time. So do we need her to go back and amend these reports? Anybody would like her to do that? We can see what the, I guess, you know, what they've been up to since 2020. We can review them and see if they've missed anything. Is that a no, Miss Lisa?
Would that fall? I mean, I feel like that would fall back on the planning commission to kind of create that, or is she just? I mean, does she have to create it from scratch, or does one exist and she just didn't finalize it and get it approved?
So I think what this is in regards to is, I think I asked Miss Kate, right? We had one in the last meeting from 2023. So after I reviewed it, I took it home, was sitting there studying a little bit, and I go, wow, this would be pretty good if we had it for 2021, 2022, and it would just tell us what we've accomplished over this time, and then, you know, we could review it and say, hey, this might be out there to help us out in the future. We could, you know, have her put something in there. So I thought it was a good idea to have, just so we can see what we're doing here. So she said she could go back and do that. So I'm going to make a motion to accept it. Are you okay with that, Miss Lisa?
I'm fine.
Okay. Mr. Frisco, are you good with that?
That's fine.
All right. So I make a motion to accept the Planning Commission annual report for 2023. Do I have a second?
A second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Can you clarify, did you want her to go
yes.
back and report?
Yes, we did. Please. And thank you. When she feels better, obviously. Any public comment? Everybody good? It's awful quiet in there. All right, old business. Scheduling solicitor for interviews. Comment. So far, Ms. Sackett says she didn't have any as of the time of this report being put together, but we do, in fact, have one that has come in. So we were looking to see, she's looking for guidance to see how we would like to move forward with this. So in my opinion, we have until the 16th. Anything can happen between now and Friday. And I think once we have it, we can either make a motion to stay with what we have or review any other ones that come in the next 3 days. That would be my only set of guidance there.
Are you saying the one that we've received is the current solicitor?
That is correct.
Okay. So we have not gotten any outside
responses? No, ma'am. Not as of yet. We have until Friday. Friday the 16th is the deadline.
How was it advertised?
I was in the Pottstown Mercury, I believe, correct? I'm 1,000% it was in the Pottstown Mercury. Now, if we had gone ahead and sent it to surrounding township solicitors, I can't tell you that. Without Ms. Tackett being here, I wouldn't be able to intelligently give you an answer on that. I see wheels turning.
It's on our website as well.
It's on our website as well. So, yeah. So we have that. 3 more days. So February 16th is the deadline. I don't think that requires anything there. All right. Schoolhouse property next steps. Ms. Tackett's included a memo and some additional background information. Per the memo, she's looking for guidance on the points at the end. Mr.
Hanson.
Dave
Hanson, Locust Plain, former township supervisor. I have spoke with several of the past supervisors, and some things that were stated at the last meeting that it's something fairly new. I was a supervisor in the 90s, and we were talking to Mr. Richards then about buying the property. That's one of the reasons that his family so graciously sold it to us inexpensively compared to the market. There's supervisors before me that are still around that I've spoke to. Their wives went to school there. His wife went there. He's for it. I spoke to all told maybe 5 past supervisors, and all of them were just devastated that we were speaking of ripping it down. It's an historical place for this township. And I gave it in writing to our acting township manager tonight. So
I have it somewhere.
Writing also for me.
You gotta have it somewhere here, Mr. Hanson. I do.
I know. I do. You put it
give
in.
Give me a second here, buddy.
Is it that folded up sheet?
Yeah, it was folded in half.
Nah.
It's a mailer I got.
I'm sorry, Sean. I meant to bring more copies. But
give me one second, Dave. I do have it, bud. Give me two.
Sweet. It's basically what I said, Sean, that I spoke to Ron and Rick and Mike and Jerry and several of the other supervisors, and, you know, they were all astonished that we would even consider knocking down the building. It may not be on the historical landmark, but to this township, it is.
So I read it, Mr. Hanson.
What
are
you? What I said. You don't have to read it out.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's just I wanted to give it to you in writing along with saying it.
You could have that. Okay. I appreciate it. Yes, sir. Any other public comment regarding this?
Can I just answer? I don't think we, I think it came up as one of the, like, what are all the alternatives we could do? But I don't think we left the special meeting in January saying we would tear it down. We kind of left it with, we really wanted to look at under the siding, and we were going to get estimates of what it would take to restore the outside first and see what that would cost. But we wanted to make sure that we weren't missing something that could be a severe structural issue without checking under the siding.
Were you talking about selling it?
Tearing it down.
Tearing
both,
it down.
Both were mentioned. Both.
That was mentioned at the meeting. That it had no significant value were the words. And thank you, whoever recorded it, because that's how I found out about it. People do watch. That's everything, Sean. I will disagree with you. I do watch the videos if I can't get here.
Okay.
So it might be a good thing to do.
I supported the motion.
Yep. And now I'm just saying it is a good thing, and that's where I heard Mr. Landon say about tearing it down, which just astonished me. Hmm.
Is it on the historical register?
No. It is not.
It's not.
No, sir. It's on our documentation. It's recognized, I believe, in like 2015 when Ms. Tackett. So Ms. Tackett wrote our comprehensive plan and our open space plan. Ms. Tackett's been writing the comprehensive plan here since 2007, for everybody who don't know. But it didn't appear until she officially wrote it for Tackett Planning. I think it's 2015, 2018. It was part of that comprehensive plan or open space plan where she mentions it.
I just wanted you to know that it had been discussed for in the 90s and later of
absolutely
that building. Mr. Richards, I don't know if anyone knows, used to work for the township.
No, sir.
And I was here with him quite a bit, and we would always talk about someday he wanted his family to turn it over to us when he was gone, sell it to us. And you said that at the meeting that it was something fairly new that we were working on, meeting 15 or whatever. I'm saying it wasn't. This was talked about in the 90s and earlier.
Sure.
About getting the building.
I read it in the appendium. I think that was written in 75. I also read about it there. So I've looked into the schoolhouse quite a bit. It wasn't like I was just throwing numbers out there. My biggest concern was the numbers. You know, mm-hmm. Is it worth the amount of money, Dave, that it would take to rehab it into the photos that we were seeing at that time? I'm never going to tell you it wouldn't be a beautiful structure. I could get any planner in here to build us the most beautiful building on the planet dated back to that time. But my concern was, is it worth that money?
Historical value, it's worth the money, in my opinion. And a lot of other ex-supervisors' opinions.
Sure.
When was that built?
Excuse me? 1892. It was built. Yeah, it was sold to Mr. Richards in 1954. It was Upper Frederick School District owned it prior, mm-hmm. before they shut them all down. So I do know that's been here. And I did do some research. Like I told you, I reached out to the Historical Society, Goshenhoppen Historical Society, and I asked them to write an email to what he thought here. Okay, as you know, I'm not up for just tearing things down. I understand what they are. Let me just read you what he wrote me in an email, and you guys can have this. Ms. Tackett can put it up. So he writes here on January 25th at 9:10 a.m. Mr. Wood writes, "Hello, I was asked to share my thoughts of the historical value of the church school located at the entrance of the township building parking lot. In short, I don't see any historical value whatsoever in the structure. None of the original fabric of the schoolhouse remains, and even if it did, there is next to nothing of any historical significance to be gained in its restoration, since one-room schools were common all over the township, operating until the 1940s and even 50s. Many townships have one of the buildings restored and refinished as they were, and what is to be learned can easily be found out by one visit. They were all very similar.
Was that when you said you were asking them if they would restore it? Is that an answer to that?
So,
because you said you approached them to restore it. Are so they saying they don't want to restore it?
Oh, so I didn't approach them to restore it. I asked Ms. Tackett.
You said you talked to them about restoring it.
So I asked Ms. Tackett if we had approached any historical place, and she said she did, but I think they didn't have funds or something like that along the lines. They weren't interested
in
the project.
When you talked about it, you said that you talked to them and they said they didn't want to restore it, was what you said. I'm sure you can look at the gentleman back.
I'll have to look it back up again. I'm, you know, off the cuff here. I mean, I can't remember every single thing that was said. That's why I'm kind of paraphrasing here. I can't quote Ms. Tackett, but I'm pretty sure that's what she had said. He said, "That said, in my view, the structure at Upper Frederick that is of the most significance, historical and architectural value is a nice plank house on Colonial Road, built prior to 1730. That house is on the brink of destruction due to sections of missing roof and other structural threats. It is a plank house, not a log house. The walls are made of hand-hewn planks about 4 inches wide and variable heights, most about a foot and a half or more, which are so well hewn and shaped all by hand that a thin knife blade cannot be inserted between most planks. More significantly, the corner journey is of a compound dovetail fashion that is totally unique, not only in this area, but the whole region. I know of no other plank structures like it. Whatever resources that can be garnered for historical restoration should, I think, be concentrated in stabilizing that structure, making it weathertight while decisions are being made in the future. Best regards." So I agree with you, Mr. Hansen. And I think Ms. Tackett had said in the meeting, Merle Mess went to that school, and she's right. I've seen all the mess. There must have been a whole pile of them had gone through that school, and the Hansons as well.
No, Joan Gregg, not the Hansons.
Was it? Okay.
Joan Gregg.
Okay, so that might have been on another page, because I've seen them in that impendium quite a few times as well. Maybe that was with the gas station. But as I said to her, you know, I'm not sure Mr. Mess would say $500,000+ garners restoring that place. And what I was saying, Mr. Hansen, is we bought it for $200,000. I think that was great of Mr. Richards to give it to the township. I think it has deteriorated significantly. Since you were here in the 90s, you know, over those times, water damage has been through there. You should read some of these reports, Dave. They're bad. I'm not saying that it couldn't be restored, because you can restore anything for any amount of money. It's just, is it worth it? So in that same comprehensive plan that Ms. Tackett wrote both times, there was surveys done at the polls both times. Both times, 84% of the residents said they were more concerned with our land preservation in this township, preserving open space, dealing with their roadways, and water management.
How many of them knew about the schoolhouse?
Dave, so you're bringing up my point now. Now, what did I say? I think we ought to have something like that put to the residents now. And maybe a flyer. It wouldn't be hard just to send out a flyer. You know what I mean? I get your concern. I'll bet you could find 10 people that are still in this township that went to that school, maybe 40.
Easily.
That's my point, though. And they would all come here and say it. But if I laid those numbers out in front of them, Dave, $525,000, that's a whole lot of money. And is it worth it? I say we could incorporate that land into this, into that park out there.
$100,000 of it is a grant, and 380 some thousand of it could be COVID funds. So it'd be little impact on the township.
So the COVID funds.
Yeah, go ahead, Kevin.
I'd like to speak.
Go ahead, Kevin.
Go ahead.
Kevin Murray, Big Road, township resident for about 50 years. Lived on Colonial Road for 30 of those years. 20 years volunteer on the park board here in this township. As Mr. Hansen said, this has been on the board's agendas for many years. The schoolhouse kills a couple birds with one stone. Obviously, this meeting room here tonight, a little small, isn't it? This is already laid out where you're ready to go for a larger meeting room. That allows you to then take this building and address the safety and health concerns of our employees here. That should be your top priority. I understand that the road crew needs some more space, but rushing to try and get that done by the end of the year is a mistake. Yes, it's needed, but there needs to be time and planning for that. And the township has saved several hundred thousand dollars to do that. So the schoolhouse is a good idea, and it's been in the works for a number of years. Steve, what was the findings on pulling the siding off?
Yes, I was going to get to that. We did pull the siding off of there and expose the brick, and the brick's in good shape.
Really good shape.
There's just minor areas where you're going to have to just repoint that, but
no. I mean,
we took it down. But
look at that. That'd be a focal point to this township. You said that you are 100% this board is for preserving Upper Frederick Township. There you go. Actions speak louder than words. Start acting.
So what I'll say to that, Mr. Murray, is this. I traveled around to all the townships around here that surround us. So while you're addressing something that Ms. Tackett has said, I agree. The personnel safety is of the utmost importance. But as we discussed in the past meeting, those concerns can be addressed with ballistic glass, things like that. So I went around to Red Hill. I believe that's where Ms. Pennacook's office is. Is that Red Hill? So she's a sitting senator. You can walk straight through that door, but you got to talk through ballistic glass. There's no emergency exit door or anything like that. There's cameras everywhere. There's buzzers to let you in. There's that. I get that. So I go around to the other townships, even Marlboro. Go over there. Again, cameras through the entryway, cameras in the foyer, buzzer, ballistic glass. Take a trip down Lower Frederick. Walk through the door. Cameras everywhere, buzzer on the door, ballistic glass. No emergency exit door. Actually, in Lower Frederick, they hit a button and this metal thing comes down. So safety is a big concern of mine. I get that. I understand you're concerned about this building out there. But as I just said to Mr. Hansen, that's one set of concerns here. I'm looking for the greater of it. This is just one example of it. So you're telling me that it would be great if I acted on this one example. But I got to do what's best for every resident in this township. I have to answer to them. You bring up this meeting room size here. People are here because of the things that was going on in the past. So I go ahead and I do a little bit more research. All through 2020, 2021, that's where the jump starts. Okay, but leading up to that, there's 6 and 7 people sitting inside this room. That's how many people are here. As long as there's no big items on the table or controversial items on the table, nobody gets brought here. This, Mr. Heller, is the one that takes care of this township. So our roads, as it's pounding snow out there, ice, all that, they look as good as they do because of this man right here. That is my primary concern right now, along with the safety. That is my job. That's how I would address the public safety here. I understand the schoolhouse building. You got a supervisor who was already on board with it. So you're going to get his vote, no doubt. I'm just not there because I have to answer to more than just 50 people. I have to answer to this entire township. And when I look at that building, I understand what you're saying about the ARPA funds. They're not being used for that. The ARPA funds are going to be used for the road project, so we're not under tight constraints making hasty decisions. That's what I'm trying to eliminate here. So I do want to do the research. I'm not saying tear the building down. There's something better there, I'm sure. But some folks that I've talked to think it's not appropriate that I'm going to be doing township business in that building, not in the administrative building. So as I walked around to these other townships and drove around, there was only one that had a campus, that had a municipal complex. That was Limerick. And when I looked across the street, there was two towers there. That's how they afforded that. That's how they got that cluster housing. That's how they all got built up over there. And how did they preserve their historical sites? Because they have some just as long as us. There's a showcase inside, and they're all memorialized. They had three or four boardrooms, and they all sat dark and vacant. So I'm looking at that, Mr. Murray. And I have to be objective. I understand what you're saying, and I feel your pressure. Don't get me wrong, I've been getting chewed on the whole meeting. But I still have to do what the rest of these residents see fit as well.
Make sure the residents know when all this money goes away because it didn't get used.
I'll tell you, Mr. Hanson, my thing is I go back to that poll. And I say, you know, we have a ton of road work, do we not, Mr. Heller, that needs to be done around here?
Well, he knows my road is one of them, but anyway.
I know your road is, but this is what I'm saying.
It's two different subjects.
I don't need to act today,
it's
my
two
point.
Two different right. subjects.
I don't we need don't. To act today, Mr. Hanson, is my point. I think we should sit here, talk about it, get some discussion going, and make an economical, fiscal decision here. Don't just run down this path. Hey, until I brought this up, Dave, there's a report right here, $525,000. How am I supposed to go down the street and tell the other guy, hey, don't worry about your road, buddy. Don't worry about that stormwater management. We're going to preserve a house that these people wanted to do. I can't do it, Dave. I have to do what's right first. And to me, the more pressing issues are stormwater management, open space, land preservation.
Spend $100,000 that you're going to lose to stabilize the building for now. That's an easy way. It's no money out of the township's pocket.
Absolutely, Ms. Fisher.
Spend the $100,000 that we have.
Well, you got to see how that $100,000 ties us to it now, Dave. Right? You got to see how it's working.
Don't have to be this year. Stabilize it for in the future. Don't tear it down.
Right. The last time we had a discussion, the point was to lift off the siding, and it sounds like Steve has done that, says that the brick is in good shape. We know that we have the $100,000 grant, and the last discussion that we had was, could we take the $100,000 grant, preserve the outside of the structure, make sure that we're locking it down, making sure that there's no degradation, continued degradation of the property, but use that grant fund specifically as they were intended for the house, so that for the school, so that we don't lose those funds. That is still at least my intention as a board member. That's my intention, to use those funds to make the building, the outside of the structure, to be restored.
Yeah, I'm not necessarily saying make it into the new meeting room. I'm just saying, you said tear it down, and that's what I'm against.
Okay. So look,
once we tear it down, it's gone. There's no changing your mind with a new board in 4 years or whatever. It's gone. Spend the $100,000 that isn't the township money. You're not taking it away from roads. Stabilize the building and look at it in the future.
So look, this is what we've got here. We've got Tracy's looking for direction for next steps. Item one, does the board intend to sell the property? Are we selling the property, yes or no?
No.
No. Okay, so we're not selling the property. Item two, survey of the township properties was done last fall. We have five separate parcels that we had planned to consolidate into one parcel. Should I move forward with the consolidation of the lots? And if so, should I include the schoolhouse property? I would say yes to that item in its entirety, or no? What do we think?
Well, I think when I got there, I was going to address that, but yeah, absolutely, that's what we planned on doing.
Okay.
This was still just public comment for the building, is what we were doing there.
All right. Do we have, I don't know if there's more public comment?
Rob Keenan, Figleysville Road. I know the Planning Commission is currently looking at some ordinances about efforts to preserve historic sites, you know, just to preserve historic sites around the township. Well, that's a perfect example right there. You're talking about the bike house on Colonial Road. Township doesn't even own that. You know, we own this.
Sure.
Step number one, we own it.
Sure, absolutely.
Continue going.
And I understand that property owner has rights to do whatever he wants development-wise or what have you, but he also has the right and obligation to uphold his property. We have to have the upkeep of all of our properties. That has a chain link fence around it. People got to drive by it on a daily basis.
Sure, I totally agree. Like I said, my thoughts here, we're just not making a hasty decision. So Dave's talking about tearing it down. I believe I said that was an option. I said we could sell it. That was another option. We could also fix it. That's another option. The Hassan thing came from Mr. Wood, the Historical Society, when he was saying this has zero historical value. He was just giving his input to it.
To who?
To the Goshenhoppen Historical Society.
It has zero.
I get that.
It's okay. Upper Frederick. It has a lot. And your words posted that this week were 100% preserving Upper Frederick Township. That's what this board is.
Sure it is. Yeah.
There you go. Preserve it.
It's already bought. It's ours. I totally get what you're saying. I understand your argument over and over again. But I'm not going to be pressured into spending $524,000. It's just not going to happen.
We're not saying that. Spend the 100 and preserve it for now.
Dave, I understand that. I never said I wasn't going to.
Where did we get the 100 from? What grant that can only be used to work on that house.
But Dave, what
they
does
don't
it?
Use it, it goes away.
But what's it lock us into? That was a question that was brought up at the last meeting too. Do we know what that means? So if you file a grant, Dave, you were past supervisor.
Yeah.
You write this grant. It's in there, and I've read part of it today too, where it says it has to be used for whatever it was written in for. Now, a concern was in the last meeting as well. If we say we're going to restore this to historical value, now we're locked into that. We're locked into possibly spending $524,000.
And it could be over the next 20 years.
And there could be other grants.
Doesn't lock you into
when. There could be other grants that you could get to cover that.
So, look, just so we can push this off, we don't need to make a full decision on it now. We just need to take care of the items that Tracy's looking for feedback on.
Correct. This was a discussion. Again, this wasn't me making a motion to not use these funds or do any of this. This was a discussion. This was a public comment, period. That's what this was.
But I do think from a board of supervisors perspective, especially with two of us being new, we had it was in our best interest to understand, well, then what are all of the possibilities? It doesn't mean that we were going to go through necessarily with tearing it down or selling it. It's like, what are, when you look at something and you're trying to evaluate it, you want to say, well, what are all the possibilities? Where we left it off the last time, it was pull back to siding. Does it seem like it's in good enough shape to restore, or is it in worse shape than we could have expected? And it sounds like from Steve, we're in good shape that we can move forward with whatever the plans are for restoring the facility from the outside in. And as some gentleman I heard you say, you know, it might take longer, it might be 20 years, but at least we'll get the plan in place that we can start figuring out how do we preserve the facility. And it should start with a $100,000 grant. And if we at some point can all agree to use it for the outside structure to make the structure, start looking like it's a preserved facility, even if we're not using the inside yet, then I think that at some point we should make that motion to move forward with it. But it would be a sin to lose the $100,000 grant that is tagged specifically for restoring that facility.
Okay.
I do agree with you. This is Dave Hansen.
Okay.
Great.
Okay, so we're looking for guidance here. Ms. Tackett's looking for some guidance to see what she wants to do. Did you have a comment, ma'am? I'm sorry.
Yes, I'm Sandra Phillips, live on Perkiomeville Road, and we have an old stone farmhouse, so I understand where Mr. Hansen's coming from. He went to school there, right?
But I know people that have.
That went there, okay? So he has an emotional attachment from people that have went there. Doing our old house is not, it takes a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And I understand what he says about the grant, and if you want to know somebody that knows history, Mr. Wood knows history. I'm part of the Goshawhatham Historians, and if you want to know history, listen to him. He's an amazing person, and it doesn't have any value to him. It has value to the people that went there, but maybe they should have a fund for the people that went there to give to that then. And then we have these grants, and it goes to the people that went there that have a heart for it. Not those, it doesn't have any value to me. But at the same point, if I went there, I certainly would, or if my family did.
My family did. I'm looking at it more as something that is, it's the township.
Yeah. Well, I think of that with Perkiomen Inn. I love going there when it's the old mill place. That's something that, you know, is also part of our township. Mm-hmm. So I just think if we're going to do it, it should be the people that want it, and they put their money into it, and with grants or whatever.
Anybody else?
There's been a lot of talk in past meetings,
Mr. Garlish,
about preserving the rural and open space in our township and the fabric of the way the township is. I mean, this is part of the township for how long? And whether it's in the historical register or not, it's the history of the township.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, George Jones. The only question I have is that, first of all, no one's really established what the building's going to be used for. What is the proposed use of the building going forward? Number one, because that would dictate pretty much the plan that you would have for either a renovation or whatever you may decide to do. But I think you need to take it step by step and explore all avenues. I'm not saying that I would want an older historic value building taken down or even a new one put up. I'm open-minded. What I would like to see done is that we explore all the avenues.
Sure.
And then we make a good calculated decision on what the best step forward would be. And that's where I stand on it. I'm just in an open-minded state where I just want to take a look at everything. But I am in agreement, and I said it at the last meeting or one of the last couple of meetings, that I was in favor of at least using $100,000, like this gentleman, Mr. Hansen, was talking about. Mm-hmm. The only thing there you'd have to watch is to see how the grant is worded.
And that's my concern.
But I said there's no sense in leaving that $100,000 on the table if at all possible. You know, while we're investigating all the different things that could be done, we would at least put the $100,000 to use.
Right.
As long as there wasn't some mechanism that was in place that would back us into a corner.
Right.
That's what I would fear.
So when I read the grant today, that's what it said. It basically says it was a historical grant, and that the funds would have to be used for whatever the description was that was mailed in. But I didn't get a description of what was mailed in. All I got was we were approved for $100,000. Do we have the grant description that was mailed in?
You'd have to ask Tracy Desiburn.
Again, we'll have to ask Mrs. Tackett. Again, I'm not against it. I just want to...
preliminary steps. Number one, the use of the building, mm-hmm. ongoing for generations, really. And then also different possibilities. You know, what are the possibilities of renovating and getting this building up the park?
Absolutely.
And that's not unreasonable. And I think that as good stewards of the community's money, we need to investigate everything that's out there.
Sure.
And then make a good decision on what the best move forward would be.
So that's the problem with moving forward with the grant tonight that I see.
Yeah.
It'd be hard for me to say, let's utilize the $100,000, Dave, and say, let's just do it. If I'm trying to say, Mr. Murray, Mr. Hanson, I'm not arguing it's not a great investment.
But everybody keeps saying it's not on the historical landmark. Is that because no one ever approached to have it put on?
No. I talked to a lady.
You know, there's a lot of questions that you need to work on. I'm not saying anything tonight, but is it not on the historical registry because nobody ever applied? You know, there's a million things you got to look into. That's all I'm saying.
Right, but that's what I'm saying about the grant. I can't just throw this grant at it and then go, okay, everything's going to be hunky-dory. I might be locked into it for historical restoration, and that's where I'm looking at the 525. When you're looking at these Victorian-style windows and things like I don't know, Mr. Hanson. Mr. Murray, I don't know. What I will give you my word is I'm going to look into it. I just can't say, let's use these funds today without knowing all of the information
then,
I need.
Then you should have said tear it down until you know the information.
It was an option, Mr. Hanson. That's what was discussed in the last meeting, an option.
Yeah. Sir? I was just going to mention, a lot of those grants require township match funds, too. So it's not just free money. The township's still going to have to contribute.
So when I read it, it did say, you know, they'll give us the 100 and then we give them back the 100. Or we use it, they give it. And I think Ms. Tackett clarified that. But we just don't know what the wording of the grant is. Sean, do you know what it is? Actually, your name was on it when I read it.
Yeah, I don't remember what the wording is. The reality is we got to get through. The points are, Tracy's looking for the guidance. Okay, I think a lot of these details, she's very close to this, and we'll get through all the... through all of that with her at the next meeting.
Okay, so we're going to have to table this decision till the next meeting.
But she needs the guidance. She's looking for guidance. The guidance, if you open up to the back of the sheet.
I read it. I understand what she's looking for. But I can't go ahead and, you know, I'm all for moving forward, but I got to know what I'm moving forward with. This grant's going to dictate what we're doing.
Okay.
I don't want to drag the meeting out, but being open and public, can we hear what Tracy said? What her notes are?
Yeah, so she's looking for guidance for next steps. And it reads as follows. Questions have been raised regarding whether this was a good investment. Given the points made at the beginning of this memo and my experience working for the township as planner for several years, I do believe this was a good community investment. While the brick and stone do need some repointing, they are in pretty decent condition given the age of the building. While it was recognized that the restoration of the building would be on the more costly side, and that was why we applied for the grant to help offset the additional costs, I believe this building could be a beautiful entry building for the township property and be one that the residents can be proud of. At this time, I would like guidance from the board on the following. And there's other stuff in here about details about the grant funding. Let me take a step back here. She says, LSA grant funding. The copy of the grant has been provided. We have until 2026 to use the money, and it does not appear to require a match. Although as part of the application, we estimated the overall project would be approximately $200,000, and we did represent that the other half would be paid for by the township. A more recent worst-case scenario shows a possible cost of approximately $500,000. I do not believe that the actual cost will reach this, but it was requested for a worst-case scenario. So she is looking for guidance from the board on the following. Does the board intend to sell the property? That's item one. Item two, a survey of the township properties was done last fall. We have five separate parcels that we had planned to consolidate into one parcel. Should I move forward with the consolidation of the lots? And if so, should it include the schoolhouse property? Item three, would the board like to move forward with the exterior work on the schoolhouse along with the inside demolition? So, based on, I guess, some of the dialogue that we had here, and correct me if we want to change our minds, the answer to one, do we want to sell the property, is no.
Correct.
Item two, do we want to consolidate the parcels? I would say yes.
Absolutely.
Because we're not selling the school. Yes. Item three is, do we want to, the board to move forward with the exterior work on the schoolhouse along with the inside demolition? At this time, I would say no, right, based on this conversation.
Yep.
Right. So we can give her that guidance. Do we need a motion for this, or we just tell her?
We just tell her that.
Okay. All right.
One thing, if I could, the second question regarding consolidation of the township parcels,
yep.
That is, in my opinion, a good thing to move forward for the township, really independent of the school.
Correct.
Because if you decide to do anything with your, the municipal services, if you want to expand that, you have internal property lines. When you
Correct.
Go to try to do something like that, you literally could have a setback issue even being in the middle of all that. So basically all that's going to do is extinguish those internal property lines no matter what you do. Okay, I think the component of that maybe Tracy was getting at was if for some reason the supervisors decided they wanted to sell the schoolhouse property, you would not want to include that
Sure.
and consolidate those. But if you clearly don't want to get rid of the property, then I think moving forward with consolidating the parcels would be an overall benefit to the township. And it is going to take a little bit of time because you literally have zoning relief that you need to do. There's some issues with internal existing easements. There's a lot of, when you consolidate five parcels, there's some things that you have to work through, and it will take some time to do that.
Sure.
Okay. I just wanted to offer the rest of it because it really, in my opinion, was only tied to the school property if you wanted to sell it.
Right. I completely agree.
So, just 2 cents.
Okay. Any public comment, Dave?
No, that's fine. John, thank you for reading that.
Anybody else?
Okay.
Full business, scheduling solicitor interviews. Schoolhouse, 855 Perkiomenville Road update regarding possible greenway easement and request from Montgomery County to contribute $84,576 toward farm preservation of 855 Perkiomenville Road. Ms. Tackett says she's playing phone tag with the owner right now in an effort to set up a site visit. The board can take action on the request from the county to contribute 15% toward the cost of the preservation or hold off until next month when we've had a chance to meet with the owner. I'm of the volition to wait until we meet with this owner myself. Mr. Frisco?
Yeah, we should wait.
Miss Lisa?
Yeah, I agree with waiting until we get feedback.
Okay. So we're going to wait, Miss Kate, until we all hear back. Obviously, you heard what I heard. Again, any public comment?
The board proposed they were going to try to buy a little bit of the land from this gentleman
yes.
that is going to get the
yes.
the preservation. How much land were you thinking of buying as the township? You know, along the creek, I think it was?
I think in total, she estimated to be about an acre or right around an acre of ground. It's just basically for the trail system.
Right.
That navigates behind. I'm sorry, go ahead.
And I know the way you phrased it and I know what you meant, but I don't think the township would actually be buying land. I think what they would do is secure an easement.
Easement.
And underlying the land would stay with the property owner, but the township, and I believe, if I'm, memory's not greatest, but I believe it was like a 50-foot strip for future possible extension of a trail if that ever made sense to connect to something else.
So yeah. I believe that's exactly what we said.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
My name is Buck Daniel Reed. I live at 941 Perkiomenville Road. I know the issue that's going on. What they're doing is they're selling the property, the development rights to the property. My grandparents had once mine 78 acres, and we did that in 2015. So nobody's giving them money without selling. So they're selling the property rights, the development rights to the property. So the township wants to get this easement, and they're proposing like $7,000 an acre, and that's what they figured it out. It's like 25 feet wide, going from Heimach Road to Perkiomenville Road. But I do have to question, when there's all this talk of safety, wanting to, you know, shooters here in the township building here, you know, things like that, you know, looking ahead, things like that. I have to question why we would be in the comprehensive plan talking about running a trail system from the Schuylkill River Trail to Green Lake Park, all the way through there, from Pottstown all the way through, so Philadelphia, Redding connects through here, Scioto Creek Trail. No, what we're doing is, not only is there plans to do this, but it's being actively worked on right now as we speak. And why would we be acting on this and giving access to the internal portions of the township, you know, to our backyards, right in our backyards? Why would we be doing that and then at the same time talking about safety here? We have an open border down south where people are just funneling in. We don't even know who they are. And on top of that, you know, when I first saw these trails being talked about, you know, in the comprehensive plan back in 2008 when I first saw them, I thought it was kind of cool. I thought it was kind of interesting. But, you know, a lot's changed in the world. You know, it's obviously a different world now than it was in 2020, 2019, so on and so forth, especially 2008. Why would we be giving access to the innermost portions of the township? I have to question that, you know, and talking about safety at the same time. We're also, in doing so, we're inviting developments in. You know, we're building an infrastructure, you know, development to development. Why would we be doing that? So I just want to bring that up.
I appreciate it.
I think we're just laying the groundwork if we want to. We're not actually putting the trails in.
We're acquiring it.
We are acquiring it.
But that's planned. So everything starts with a plan, and then it starts with action. We're acting on it right now.
Step number one.
Yeah. So then where does it go? Step number one. Right.
Unless we decide step number two isn't in the interest.
Would you be willing to, if you had property, allow the trail to go through your backyard and connect from Pottstown right through it? Answer the question, since you're directly questioning me. No, please answer the question.
Well, you're barking up the wrong tree on this.
No, I'm not barking up the wrong tree, Kevin.
Trust me.
I can be bullish too.
You want to explain where you guys live?
Yeah.
Where I live?
No, where
I live. My property line is Bob Whalen Park.
Okay. But do you have a trail going through there? Do you want a trail going through
your property? Yeah, right along the property. Yeah,
right? Does it connect from Philadelphia to your house?
We're getting into that.
Well, don't you have the plan?
Huh? I don't own that land. We're not saying that when they acquire this land, they're putting a trail in and bringing in a busload of people from south the southern border of Texas, like you're bringing.
What I'm talking about is the trail system that they're planning to do is giving access to the inner portions of the township, where right now we don't have to worry about that. If you own there and it's already there, that's fine. But that Bob Whalen Trail and the trails you're talking about does not connect to the Schuylkill River Trail, where the homeless people can come up and walk through here. It doesn't grant, you know, if we're going to talk about danger and having a panic room in here because of a shooter, why do you want to have a trail that runs through our property that connects all over the place where people can walk in and case your house out?
Then you should get on the regional planning commission.
It's irrelevant. Hey, you're not a friend.
Yep. We could talk about this another
time.
I'm
just raising it up, and I have two people after me, and I've already seen bullying.
Dude, I'm just saying.
Right. Dude.
Hey, topic's over. We'll talk later. All right. So that was the update on 855 Perk Yeomanville Road. All right, upcoming meetings. We got the park board meeting February 27th, 2024 at 7 p.m. We got a planning commission meeting February 29th at 7 p.m. Announcements. We have the suggestion box for community day and other community events. And Ready Monco, sign up to receive emergency alerts. That's an important thing here. And don't forget about the Easter flyer sales for the fire department. Use all the donations they can get. Make a motion to adjourn this fine meeting. All those in favor?
Aye. I second it.
All right, thank you.
All in favor? Aye.
All in favor? There we go. Aye.
Aye.
Bye, Lisa.
Bye, Miss Lisa.
Bye. I need you guys to sign the
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Okay.